Hey, David Nagel here. I'm not sure if you've ever heard the story, but in 1993, it was the year that I attended my very first personal development seminar, and I can't even believe that was over 30 years ago. 3,000 people seeking personal freedom, including me, filled into a convention space, hoping that something would happen to give us a breakthrough that we had been looking for. It was a Tony Robbins seminar, and I can honestly say that attending that seminar was one of the biggest turning points in my life. Something fantastic happened while I was there. I began to see my purpose. Who would have thought that an ex-McDonald's employee, an uneducated forklift driver, would attend a seminar that would change the trajectory of his life forever? Well, it wasn't me. And yet, here I am, a multi-million-dollar business owner against all odds. And that's why I want to invite you to join me virtually and live from the comfort of your own home or office to make 2024 your best year ever. I want to help you get the breakthrough that you're looking for. On June 26th through the 28th, I'm going to take you on a three-day journey to uncover the key belief that's keeping you from achieving the success that you desire and what you can do about it right now. The hidden messages in your secret thoughts and what they're trying to tell you. How to take your power back from fear, worry, and doubt so that you can make solid, confident decisions. How to set a goal and then reverse engineer its achievement. Right now, we're offering some really great cashback bonuses on our lowest ticket price, but the price will increase very soon. Go to lifeisnowinc.com/summit for all the details and to secure your spot. I'm offering you a defining moment, just like I had all those years ago. Will you take it? Okay, now on to this episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Successful people learn how to make their minds work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, David Nagel here for another episode of the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about this idea. You were born to be rich, but you were trained to be a consumer. And most of the things that you buy are based on a psychological unconscious idea based on need. So I want to explain this a little bit. And if you're in business, if you're in sales, this also might be very important to you as far as how you have conversations with people and how do you change your own behavior so that you're not a walking contradiction to the people that you're attempting to be in a sales conversation with or any kind of a sales platform that includes marketing, advertising, whatever you're doing. So we grow up in a society that basically trains the average person to go to work for somebody else. It's not a society that on all levels says, hey, you could live an amazing life. You can be great. You know, you can do whatever it is that you want. If you work hard, if you educate yourself, if you go after your dream, if you build a dream, build a vision, you could do what you want. We hear it, right? Like we hear it here and there, but it's not for all levels of society that it is literally ingrained into their mind as they grow up. What is ingrained is that usually they come from a family that is on a fixed income. And that family came from a family that was on a fixed income. And within the language and the belief system and the value system of that family, the idea is, number one, we want to be responsible adults. And we're teaching that to children. We want to be our kids to grow up to be responsible adults. And that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. That's a good thing. But responsible is an interesting word because it means different things to different people. If you're raised in a family where your income is not something that is flexible. In other words, you don't have a skill set and you don't have a vehicle that allows you to increase your income at will. You're on a fixed income. And you have to learn to live and be responsible on that income. So when you're raised in an environment like that, you hear a lot of things like, we don't need that, right? We go through life being a consumer. So we're taught from an educational perspective, we go through school, and what are they teaching us? A general set of knowledge so that we can go into the world as adults, we can work a job, we can stay relatively safe or secure in that job, have a sense of certainty. And then we're constantly exposed to the outside world of marketing and advertising that is trying to convince us of all the different things in the world that we need and want to buy. And that's a heck of a feat for a lot of companies to do. But over 100 years ago, companies found out that if they can associate their product or service with something that fits the value system of the average consumer, that the average consumer would actually convince themselves to buy things that they don't truly need, but they've talked themselves into thinking that they do. And I'm not taking the responsibility off the consumer in any way with this, but when something is consistently projected into your awareness over and over again, and you see other people around you buying and using the same products and services, you'll convince yourself that you could need basically anything. The problem, though, comes down to that you're reacting to life as far as what you buy and how you buy. And then if a person is to move from that mindset into an entrepreneurial mindset or a business mindset, then something needs to shift there, because obviously, you have to take your product or service to the world, and you have to help influence other individuals to buy what you have. So when you're having a conversation with somebody, this is an important point to note. Most conversations are reactive in nature. In other words, if I sit down and meet somebody I don't even know, chances are the questions that I ask will be within the construct of things that I've been taught to ask. Things that I've been taught to notice, things that are foremost on my mind. Your answers will be reactive. You probably won't think about them that much. There's an internal pressure to answer questions as long as there's not any heavy consequence on the line for that. We don't even think about, should I answer this question? We just find different ways to answer it. But when you're in a sales conversation, it's a much different conversation than any other conversation you have in your life. And in that conversation, you have to realize people are automatically reacting, literally subconsciously reacting to the idea that you're asking them questions. Now, in their mind, if you visualize their mind like a filing cabinet, if you will, there's all these different folders or files in there that tell them how to deal with all the different situations that they've been exposed to in their lifetime. And when it comes to buying things, that folder comes out, it comes wide open, and their strategy for buying is lying right in front of them in their mind. So while you may be thinking to yourself, hey, this is a great product or service, this person really needs to buy this, they're actually moving through their mind in the idea of, is this something that I really need? So first question, the product that you sell to somebody else, is it something that they want? Or is it something that they need? In today's day and age, a lot of stuff is sold with the idea that people want it, but they don't actually need it. So companies try to find ways to convince them that they do need it. And there's a lot of different ways that they go about doing that. I'm not going to go into that on this podcast, but they do that. And then a person will get into the emotional state of thinking that they need something, finding some way to make it align with the idea of being responsible for their life or their family, and they will talk themselves in to actually buying something. But here's what most people don't experience in life. They don't go through life with people telling them that they can have what they want, not with any real idea of consequence to it. And one of the reasons that I know this is I've spent 25 years asking people that exact question, what is it that you truly want out of life? Helping them build the lives that they really want, especially around business itself and money. And very often, you find that the answers that you get from individuals are very robotic in nature. they're not well thought out. They're not thought through. It's usually along the lines of, if I could wave a magic wand and wish that my life would be better, here's what it would actually look like. Or a lottery mentality. If I won the lottery, here's what my life would look like. But not from a real deep thought about, look, you've got one life to live. And you have all the abilities inside of yourself to create that life any way that you want. If you were to seriously give it some thought, what would you want, right? Not need, but want. What would you really want? And most people aren't taught that they can have what they want. So they get stuck. In other words, there's no reactive information coming from their subconscious mind that has serious data to it about a person goes, okay, if I could really be in charge of my life and have what I want, here's all the ways that I would create my life to do the things that I want. Now, I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying most people, because if you look, most people are not living that life. They're living a life where they're literally stuck in a construct in their mind that they can't have what they want. So they spend all their time earning money to buy things that they need. And very few people ever actually even save much money, because it's almost as if it's a battleground. There's this outside world that is doing everything that they can to market, to advertise, to sell to those individuals and consistently extract the money from them and into their companies. Now, we could get into a moral argument around that. And I think that there's nothing that can just, level that across the board, because everybody has to be responsible for themselves. But when a person doesn't understand what they're doing, they're kind of captured within an ideology or a box, if you will, about how life is. And they don't see that they can get out because, see, the idea is that they were taught to be responsible. And it becomes irresponsible for them to think about what they really want. Now, why would that be? Because in their mind, they don't see how they could actually earn the money to pay for what it is that they really want. So we go back to that magical thinking thing again, right? If I won the lottery, or if I had a magic wand, or somebody left me a ton of cash. But they don't really know how to do that. And it's not that they don't have the ability. It's that they were never taught. They were never given that information. And even though we live in a society, because technology shows us successful people all the time, all over the place, we don't create the cause and effect link in our mind that says, I can do it too. Truth is, more and more people every day are waking up to the fact that they can. But still, there's billions of people around the world that live basically day to day, paycheck to paycheck, and many, many, many people below the poverty level, because they don't know that they hold the key that would allow them to get out. Now, as far as you and I are concerned, because we're in business and we're doing things that we really want to make an impact with to help other people, the more we understand about their psychology, the more that we can help them. So ask yourself, what does your product or service do for another person? I try to be involved in things that make another person's life better. But in order to make a person's life better, they have to want it to be better. If it falls into the file, when they open that file up, as I don't need this, right? This is a luxury. This is something that, maybe someday I can do. They're never going to purchase the initial things that they need to actually make their life better, because they're berated constantly with things that they have literally convinced themselves that they actually do need, that don't make their life any better. It's never that a person doesn't have the money. Two things are true. Either they have the money and they don't understand what to spend it on, or they don't have the money and they don't understand that they can actually get the money. That getting money, earning money, bringing money into your life is actually a skill set. And once you learn that skill set, there's nothing really difficult about it at all. But what you want to pay attention to is this. When you're having a conversation with another person and you're talking about their life, what they want, the benefits of your product or service, when you have that conversation, what file are you opening up in their mind when it comes down to what they need or what they want? And then how are you dealing with that? Now, what does that mean? Well, it means one big thing up front. How do you purchase in your life? Do you buy only what you need, or do you buy what you want? See, if you're selling something that makes an impact in another person's life, and this person is not realizing it, the responsibility to help them realize it really lies in your lap. I was talking to an attorney a few weeks ago, and they were explaining to me that they run into a situation many times where a person will be facing criminal charges, and they may literally be facing jail time because they don't have the money to hire a decent enough lawyer to help them stay out of jail. And rather than trying to find that money, they'll say, I'll go spend 6 months in jail, rather than coming up with X amount of money to help them get out of the case, okay? Now, that's a fascinating thing, because you would think that if something that significant was on the line, if a person felt that they were innocent or they didn't want to go to jail, that they would do everything that they possibly legally could to keep themselves out. But it's not the case. I knew a person one time that was dying of cancer, and if they went to a different cancer hospital that had different treatments, there was a very high chance they could have beat the cancer. But they didn't go because they said that they didn't have the money to go. And then when they were offered the money to go, they said they didn't want to waste somebody else's money, that they really didn't need it. They had lived a full life. And they were still relatively young when they said this. So I have all kinds of stories where I could explain to you how people talk themselves out of what they really want to fall back on the idea of what they need. And it really does cause a major problem. But if you're not living a life going after what you really want, if you're only living your life based on what you need, it becomes very difficult to influence anybody else to do that, because you have the same fears, the same insecurity, and the same subconscious programming that keeps pulling you back down to a limited life instead of a life of what it is that you truly want. So to start this process to get out, ask yourself, what do you really want? Are you allowing yourself to really go after what you want? Do you go after the resources that you need to have what you want? Or do you just settle for what it is that you need? See, we're all capable of doing much more and living much grander lives than we do. But if we don't know what chain and lock is around the box of our mind that keeps us stuck, we'll stay there forever. The key is to open it. You have to say yes to what you want in life. And that's going to lead to a whole host of other things that will allow you to make fantastic changes and also help influence people all around you for your entire career. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard and you want to learn more, go to lifeisnowinc.com. I'll see you next week.